has been a month of preparation to get to this point. And I know for many of you, the month of preparation is to get to tomorrow morning. But for me, it's all about getting to this point right here. And I got to tell you, this is a beautiful moment. So in this beautiful moment, will you join me in a word of prayer? God, we give you thanks for this night. And I ask that you allow my words to be your words. And that you open our hearts through your Holy Spirit to hear your word, to know your story, and to know the full impact of this moment in time. For all of this, we pray in your holy name, in the name of the baby child, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I would like for a moment this evening to tell you about my grandmother. My grandmother was an amazing woman. We unfortunately lost my grandmother 13 years ago, but before we lost my grandmother, she had such an impact on our family. She and my grandfather really were the center of it, the heart of our family. And Grandma just brought this added impact to Christmas that nobody else literally could in our family. And the impact that Grandma brought wasn't in the way that she was able to choose presents for us. She was good at picking presents, and they were wonderful, but that wasn't it. And it wasn't in the food that Grandma prepared. The food was delicious. Grandma was an amazing cook, but it wasn't in the food. It wasn't in the stockings, even though they were all perfect and each of the grandkids' stockings perfectly done each year and all of the aunts and uncles. I mean, she put such effort into those as much as the presents. But the impact I'm talking about, it wasn't the stockings. It wasn't the decorations. It wasn't the little mints and goodies she put on the table at Christmas. I mean, all these little details were wonderful details, and they're all memories that are just imprinted on my heart and in my memories. But Grandma brought this incredible impact onto every Christmas because Christmas Day was Grandma's birthday. She was a Christmas baby born on December 25th. And so one of the most amazing things in our family, and I loved this tradition, and I miss it so much to this day. But here we would have presents, and we would have stockings, and we would have dinner, and then after dinner, what would come out but the birthday cake, and singing happy birthday, and Grandma's birthday presents. And that was the end of the day, was the birthday celebration. And here I think about that, and how amazing to have a birthday celebration on Christmas, because that's just what Christmas is, right? I mean, Christmas is Jesus's birthday. That birth that we celebrate through the amazing story that we've heard, the birthday that we celebrate through the carols that we sing, the birthday that we celebrate through every detail of this day, just like the details that Grandma put into it. And in the recent years, there's been this push about talking about how Christmas is not your birthday, right? I know Mike Slaughter, who's an amazing United Methodist pastor, is one of the ones that's been behind this, and he's written a great book about how Christmas is not our birthday, and all of this spending and all of the going into the debt and us receiving the presents makes it seem like it's our birthday and what we get and the way sometimes we treat it. And he's trying to impart on us that Christmas is not our birthday, that Christmas is Jesus's birthday. And you know, I've taught the study behind this book and thought, yeah, you know, we need to learn this lesson about whose birthday it really is. But then here I am, reading the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of John's the little bit different. It feels kind of like the rebellious gospel at Christmas because John's gospel doesn't have donkeys or mangers or angels. It doesn't even have Mary and Joseph in it. I mean, in the first 13 verses of John, it doesn't even say the word Jesus or Christ. I mean, if that's not a rebel gospel in the Christmas story, then I don't know what is. But here I was in this rebel gospel because we can't not read John at Christmas. And we've got the word becoming flesh and God with him. And I'm not going to read all this because I'll step on my daughter's toes, because just after the homily, she's going to read this. But past the part that we always read about the light and the darkness, then starting in verse 9, it says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." Here's the prophecy that the light is coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him, and the world didn't recognize him. And we know that a lot of people didn't understand who he was when he was here. He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, and if you've been confused by these words of John, hold on, because you're going to get it right here. To those who believed in his name, the name of Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The word became flesh. Did you hear it in that text? Of what happened on Christmas Day, it tells us right there that Jesus was born, and through Jesus' birth, all who believed in him became children of God. To me, that means that when Jesus is born, we become God's children, and that's our birthday too. That's our birthday too. The day we not become born of flesh, but the day we become born of God. And that's something to be celebrated right there. That's something to be celebrated right there, that God would go to the end of the world and to be born for us so that we could be his children. I mean, to be chosen to be a child, that's an amazing thing. I think some of the most incredible people in this world are people who choose to adopt a child. People that choose to adopt a child, that take somebody and choose to love them and take them as their own and impart upon this love and this bond that could be like none other. I've seen this celebration happen in the life of a child that's chosen to be adopted and coming into a family, and it's like Christmas Day tenfold when that happens. And here's God doing that to us. God choosing us. God picking us to be his children, to be his special ones, to receive the most incredible gift of life he could ever give us. And not just any life, but a life eternal. And that comes on this day. It makes it our birthday that we get to celebrate with God. That he has given us his life, and in return, we get to give him our lives. What an incredible relationship. What an incredible moment. What an incredible feeling that is. And what does that mean for us? It means on Christmas that we get to pull out all of the stops and celebrate with extreme joy. And I know sometimes that's tough. And in Advent, we've been talking about how, you know, the light came in darkness, and some of us feel that darkness in life, are feeling those doubts and disappointments and distractions and tragedies and griefs and everything else. And sometimes we say, you know, how is it that I have joy in the midst of what I'm going through? And I've been moved to be reading stories about the song Silent Night related to Christmas. Reading testimony after testimony and story after story of soldiers in World War I and soldiers in World War II that on Christmas Day are sitting in trenches, most of the time dug into the snow, freezing on Christmas morning, facing their enemy. And what happened over and over again in trench after trench in both of these wars, it talks about Christmas Day, the song Silent Night, breaking out on one side or the other till the other side joined in. To even at some points talking about some of the troops in World War I that put down their guns and met in the middle and played soccer on Christmas Day. Why? Because Christmas is about peace. Christmas is about hope. Christmas is about joy. And Christmas is about love. And even the soldiers in those trenches knew it and could take that time to celebrate and put aside everything that they were going through to celebrate on that day. And so here we have an opportunity on Christmas to realize what gift God has given us, what God has done for us. And if we're people that are in a good place in life right now, I'm feeling a good place. I got 3 amazing kids. I pastor the most amazing church in Torrance. Not meaning the most amazing one in Torrance, the most amazing one that happens to be in Torrance. I got my health, I got my family. Things are good. So tomorrow's a day where not only joy, but joy can be tenfold to realize all of that comes from God in the midst of this. And Christ is a part of that. So Christmas Day, if you're somebody that's celebrating the good things in life, I hope tomorrow that the joy will be tenfold and God will be in the midst of it. And if you're somebody who has been going through difficult times or things are not the way that you would desire for them to be, I hope, like those troops, that Christmas Day can be a day where you can allow the warring of your spirit or the hurt in your heart to be put aside so that on one day you can let God break in and allow you to celebrate what God is giving you, that God will get you through no matter what it is that you're going through. Because the most important is that God wants us to celebrate. God wants us to smile and have joy and sing the carols and tell the story and to live the moment with Him. Because that is what gives God joy, when we have joy in Him. My friends, I pray that you have the merriest of Christmases tomorrow, that you celebrate the birth of Christ and your birth in Christ, that all of the candles are lit, that the presents are open, and that the joy is overflowing. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks. As we have been on the Advent adventure to get to this point, where we have been preparing ourselves in so many different ways to get to Christmas morning, and here we have arrived. And we are so thankful because you have arrived here with us. And we just pray that tomorrow morning on Christmas Day, that we will shout with glee like children. Because Christ told us that if we want to see eternal life, that we should become like little children. And so let us all be like children tomorrow morning, excited to rise and celebrate the day, excited to know that it is Christmas and that there is majesty and wonder and joy and excitement in that. And may you, through your Holy Spirit, be in the midst of all of it, reminding us that you are at the center of all that happens in our lives and in our world and in the world to come. For all this we pray with humble, thankful, and joy-filled hearts. Amen.